everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John, engineering and producing our program. And a big welcome to you for the Buckmaster Show as we kick off Monday, November 14th, 2022. The Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing, Zocalo Village Studio, 1030 KVOI. The voice for trusted news and talk. Worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com. Our live line when we have our telephone interviews, which we will have today, because one of our face-off commentators will be on the live line. Our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Our Monday face-off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. They're doing e-commerce. Check it out. Their website, moesgallery.com. They're conveniently located at Fort Lawland Dodge, right next to Copenhagen. With me in studio, John Munger, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, one-time Republican candidate for governor. Also with us on the live line, also another well-known attorney, Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. John, I'll begin with you in studio. It's a great weekend seeing Arizona Wildcats return to, it almost felt like the glory days, beating UCLA, hanging on to beat a really good team.
Hats off to the team and to the coach who built the team. I'm so proud of them. It's refreshing to the community, and it's really good at this time of year. It brings people together.
And I think they'll have a really good crowd. A lot of people had complained, you know, I don't like those late kickoffs. This game with Washington State on Saturdays, a 12 noon kickoff. How do you beat it with our weather?
It's great.
Time of year, I expect there'll be a huge crowd.
I hope so.
If they beat Washington State and then beat Arizona State, both home games, we'd go to a bowl.
We'd be bowl eligible. Just even to be having that contemplated,
yes,
after a one win last year
and no wins the previous season, so
yeah,
it's really good. Jeff Rogers, it was a big weekend for football. Unfortunately, your Indiana Hoosiers were up against Ohio State.
Boy, and they got clobbered, but they've been on a skid since the first three games of the year. I think they've lost eight in a row now.
Yep,
maybe it's only seven, but boy, they're really struggling. You know, the Washington coach was the offensive coordinator the last time they had a really great season. And not only did he leave, but he took with him the best quarterback Indiana has had in a long time, this Michael Penix, who sliced and diced Arizona when we played them. So the Hoosiers are struggling.
Yeah, that quarterback, that quarterback's amazing. He put it together to beat Oregon at Eugene on Saturday, and that it is not easy to win at Eugene. In fact,
easy to beat Oregon, period.
Anyway, and I think they had the longest home winning streak, Oregon, and that was shattered by the Huskies on Saturday. Okay, we'll begin with Jeff and talking about the election, a big surprise, the best midterm for Democrats, I believe, for a first-term president in 40 years. Jeff, your thoughts?
Yeah, it was an extraordinary week for Democrats, and it just keeps getting better. Today, the NBC News projected that the final count would be 219 in the House for the Republicans and 216 for the Democrats. I think that might be a little overly optimistic. But if that were true, that would give them only one vote margin of on every issue. Everyone would have to be present all the time. I think that the polling and the pundits and the media and everybody underestimated the power of that Roe v. Wade reversal by the Supreme Court. The Post-election analysis has shown that an extraordinary number of women registered to vote, and an extraordinary amount of men and women who are younger showed up to vote, and they all seem to indicate that that was a primary motivator in their vote. And if you can't win an abortion ban in Kentucky, of all places, you've found an issue that hangs around the Republican Party like an albatross from here on out. And the Republicans refuse to admit it. They're still seeking draconian measures in states where they know that the voters, like Kentucky, where they know the voters don't back them. And I think the second thing that we underestimated was the power of what Mitch McConnell has said, the quality of the candidates. I mean, this is a party that is still so closely wedded to Donald Trump that many of these Trump acolytes, like Mark Fincham, like probably Kerry Lake, although that one's still too close to call, but across the nation, you had some of these extremists who were tied to Trump and Trump endorsed who lost, and some by huge, wide margins. And so I think this is a real wake-up call for the Republican Party, and I think this time they get it.
All right.
You've got three elections in a row, 2018, 20, and 22, where Trump has hung around as an anchor on Republican candidates.
All right. John Munger, an election where a lot of people say it's just time to move on.
Well, let me start by saying I think Jeff has it summed up pretty accurately on most counts. The abortion issue was bigger than anybody thought it was. Quality candidates, basically what that comes down to is the party's reliance on Donald Trump. We've got to finally recognize that Donald Trump is an incredibly divisive person. I love his policies. I don't like his personality. And worse, too many people don't like his personality. And I think that and I'm going to get some flack from this from my listeners, but, we need new blood. And we've got a deep, deep, deep bench. Look at DeSantis, look at Nikki Haley, some of the others. We've got a deep bench and we've got to come out and belly up to the bar and say, Donald Trump, your history. Stick with his policies. Their policies were great. But we've got other candidates that can do that without being divisive. And I think that the pollsters also need to get a grip. I don't know how they're going to do that, but we were all working off the numbers that we had available to us. So I can't blame people for predicting what they predicted based on the polls, but the polls are wrong, badly wrong. I'm going to be supporting either Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis in the primary. I urge other Republicans to do so and not be afraid to say it. I hate the fact that Donald Trump is out attacking DeSantis and Youngkin and Nikki Haley and all those people. That's
Mitch McConnell's wife.
Mitch McConnell, just making fun of people. That, you know, Ronald Reagan had an 11th commandment, and that commandment was, do not speak ill of other Republicans. And Donald Trump has violated that 11th commandment of Ronald Reagan too long. So we need to get it done, and the other thing I'd like to say is that it looks, and Jeff is right, the election results are not in, and shame on Arizona for not getting it done. We need to change our rules, tweak our rules a little bit to do that, but that's a different issue. We need to get our election results in on time, but we need to we are likely to control the House. Control is control, and we're going to be able to stop Biden's agenda. I think the other interesting thing is The Republicans got 5 to 6 million more votes in this election nationwide than the Democrats did. They just weren't in the right places.
Okay, John, hold your thought there. And Jeff, we'll pick it up with you after the break. And Jeff, we're going to talk about Mona's Danish Bakery. And they're taking orders. I talked to Steve, the owner, on Saturday. I was up there, and they've had about 300 pie orders already. They're trying to beat the record, which was 600 last year. Jeff, what do you go for when it go? What kind of dessert do you want to see on your table?
Well, I like to have a small piece of pumpkin pie and a larger piece of apple pie.
That's right. You and I are agreeing on everything today, Jeff.
John, what about you? You gonna go
the same? I always want some pumpkin just because that's a tradition, but I want a nice size piece of apple pie.
Well, Steve's ready for anybody's call right now, and he hopes people will call in their order or stop by Mona's Danish Bakery. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. You can order that way. They are located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Monday is the day off. Tomorrow they open at 6:30. And that's Tuesday through Saturday, Sunday 7 to 2. So stop by, put in your order for your Thanksgiving pies. And Steve also wanted me to mention, how about a Danish Kringle for Thanksgiving morning? That's a good idea. I had one of their chocolate chip muffins on Saturday. Oh my goodness, was that good. Anyway, we'll be right back with our Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Have you always wanted to cruise to Alaska? If that's the case, then you'll only see the tip of the iceberg. At Bon Voyage Travel, we can package the full Alaska experience with a cruise tour. Journey to Denali National Park on glass-domed rail cars. Tour the tundra wilderness and see the northern lights with an expert guide. And of course, relax on your cruise as you enjoy the glaciers up close and personal. Go to bvtravel.com today. Bon Voyage Travel, your Alaska experts.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
This is Kate Delaney. Tune in later tonight as we talk about everything that happened throughout your day. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things getting ready for the holidays over at 3384 East River Road. 20,000 poinsettias they grew this year. What a ton of beautiful color they have, and they won't last that long, so you might want one or two for the Thanksgiving table or somewhere around the house to kind of get the holidays kicked off. Green Things open daily. All right, it's our Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. John Munger with me in studio, Jeff Rogers on our live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Jeff, do you think, I'm sure it's going to come up at this next session of the legislature, Florida's early voting closes the Sunday before Election Day, and that's not the case here in Arizona, where people can still, they can bring their ballots to the voting centers or to county offices or put them in the drop boxes even on Monday, the day before the election. That does create kind of what we're seeing right now with this waiting on the vote count. Do you think maybe we should tweak it a little bit?
No, I don't, actually. I think that, you know, we get the results when we get the results. I mean, you know, 200 years ago, results arrived by horseback into the capital. I mean, come on, it took weeks or months to, you know, the inauguration day and the original Congresses were in March or April, I seem to remember. And, you know, and if the legislature starts toying with that, then, you know, they raise the possibility of raising the voters' ire, because people like to be able to vote by mail and people like to drop their ballot off on the day of the election. Sometimes people can't make up their mind until the day of the election, and it's convenient to just drop it off there, more convenient than to wait in line and, you know, and hope you don't miss an appointment or something. So, you know, I don't think we need to mess with it. I think we've got a pretty good system that works pretty well here in Arizona, and I trust the results. I used to be on a bipartisan election integrity commission here in Pima County that analyzed the voting and also did the random hand count every Saturday after the election. And we just didn't find any problems of any serious nature at all. And so I'm perfectly happy with the way things work in Arizona today and hope it stays that way.
What do you think, John?
Well, I think that Florida has a little tweak that we don't have. Florida has voting by mail and early voting, but they close it out on Sundays before the election.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we did that little tweak, I think we'd still have plenty of early voting, but we'd be able to count on time. It is ridiculous when states like Florida and Pennsylvania can get big states. Can get their votes counted, and Arizona, for some reason, can't. And incidentally, I want to point out, so that's what I'd favor. I want to point out to the listeners that are, you know, suspicious of what's happening in Maricopa County. The county recorder or elections director up there is a Republican. So, I mean, people shouldn't say, oh, this is, I don't think there's a conspiracy going on. I've seen no signs of voting fraud. And I just don't welcome unsupported fights. So I think that we need to finish the election results and move forward. There's a lot of good news for the Republican Party. We're going to control the House, probably. We got Juan Ciscomani elected, probably.
Yeah, it's about a 2,000 vote lead.
Here, hopefully. Don't know how the governor's race is going to turn out, but it'll turn out however. And we have a great chance now to, and in the next Senate elections, interestingly, this time there were twice as many Republicans up for re-election in the Senate as Democrats. So we had a lot more to lose. In 24, it's the other way around. The Democrats have twice as many senators up for re-election as we have. So the odds are we're going to pick up some Senate seats in the next election. We need to recognize that we've got to move forward and not look back. This constant looking back is ridiculous. The other thing I want to say, if I have enough time.
Real quickly, then I want to give Jeff
I don't want to see the Republican Congress get into all of these investigations. In my humble opinion, they should investigate the DOJ because I think that's a serious issue. In the context of that, they might want to investigate what the DOJ and the FBI did with regard to Hunter Biden. But I don't want to see a separate Hunter Biden investigation. Sorry, I'm going to get a lot of flack on that. That is history.
You don't want to just see that this next session.
I want
totally
them to focus
involved
on
with
policies.
Okay, Jeff. The state government could be very interesting for Dems. I see Tom Horn has taken a very narrow lead for school superintendent, Republican Horn. And then the treasurer, that's going for the Repubs. But the Dems could have been pretty good shape here, and I'm not sure how the legislature, I've heard it might even be closer than it was the last session. What have you heard about that?
I don't think it's going to be as close. I think the Democrat or the Republicans are going to have at least a 2-3 seat majority in maybe both houses. I don't think it's going to be as close. That the Independent Redistricting Commission gerrymandered us into a position where conditions were very favorable for the Republicans to gain both congressional seats and legislative seats. But back to what the theme of this show was, is that, you know, had they stuck with more mainstream candidates like Karen Robeson, they would have won the governorship easy. She'd be ahead by a bunch. Right. And I think Kimberly Yee explains that she's more of a mainstream Republican.
Yes,
and she's
and a good
con-
both
mark.
Are good conservatives too.
Yeah,
yeah. It really just goes to the theme of the Republicans have to get more mainstream candidates. But this is a traditionally a red state that they ought to be able to hold on to if they just can avoid people. Like Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham.
I don't even think it's got so much to do with mainstream. It's got to do with connecting yourself with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is, let's face it, not a popular person. And whether you agree with that or not, that's a fact. And if Kerry Lake had focused on policies, she'd be a lot stronger, not focus on this going back and rehashing history. That the American public does not want to see that. We have too many problems, and that's why I don't want Congress rehashing. I'm sorry. I think Hunter Biden is a crook. I think he tainted his father's presidency. But hashing that out for 3 or 4 years after the fact, I'm sorry. That is just not where the American public wants to go. They want to talk about policies and budgets and important things that problems that we have to solve.
Jeff, would you agree with that?
Well, I think I would agree with most all of that. I don't think we need some sort of cesspool of investigations and attempts to impeach President Biden. And that kind of stuff just shouldn't go on. And maybe with the narrow margin that they have, we'll see, fewer types of things like that.
I'm hoping that we stick to policy. What makes this country work? I do think the DOJ needs to be investigated. I think that's heavily tainted, and the FBI. And I think that is a real issue, and it's a continuing issue. It's a today issue. And that needs to be investigated, and they can investigate Hunter Biden's situation in the context of that, because it all relates to how the DOJ and FBI handled Hunter Biden. But trying to get Joe Biden, it's just not where the American public wants to go. And very frankly, I don't want to see every election we try to impeach the president. I just think that's not what the American public wants.
All right, John Munger, good to see you, John. Thanks.
Thank you.
And Jeff, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jeff Rogers with us on the Live Line. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Be right back. All righty.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com. The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rieto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Time for our monthly segment featuring the monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Denise Alvarez is with us, operations manager at the BBB and communications specialist Jesse Ash. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank
you. This is your first appearance with us on the show.
It is.
And Denise, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing real well. What's this about a partnership, Jesse, with Amazon?
Yes. So the BBB has partnered with Amazon to drive an education campaign aimed at helping consumers spot impersonation scams during this holiday season when we tend to see an increase in online shopping scams.
So what are some of the tactics, Denise, that the scammers are using this holiday season?
Yeah, it's usually when you get those either those text messages or emails, they usually use some trustworthy organizations to try to get money from consumers or steal their identity. So, you know, this is a really awesome partnership with Amazon, because I don't know if you ever got any of those text messages, Bill. You know, click here to verify your order or your information. And so that's what that partnership is all about.
Well, I sometimes get a call from Amazon, and they'll say, "Bill, Mr. Buckmaster, is that you?" And I, "Well, who is this?" And they say, "This is Amazon calling. It's about your order." I said, "Amazon doesn't call people about right. their orders."
Right. But most people, I think, especially during the holidays, they tend to be trustworthy. You know, we see the increase in online shopping, and so they're trustworthy, and they think, oh, it's Amazon trying to look out for me. They're calling.
Yeah. So, Jesse, let's talk about some of the preventive measures consumers can take for online shopping.
Sure. One way is to stay calm.
That's a good way to start,
yes.
Right?
Resist the urge to act immediately if you receive a call, no matter how intimidating the caller sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Don't reply directly. Instead, visit such as like the Amazon website or their app and review your order there. Never pay over the phone, especially if the call was unsolicited. If you need to make a payment, go directly to the organization's website or app.
And what about never allowing remote access to your computer, Denise?
Yes. So sometimes they'll call you and they'll say, you know, if you give me remote access, I can help you with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never want to give them access. You know, if they offer any type of tech support or saying that they're, you know, they want to help you, you know, shut down your computer immediately and seek support elsewhere if you really do need it. Again, you know, Jesse brings up a good point. Contact that organization, make sure that it is a legit call, but never give access or in, you know, your information to anybody, you know, out of the blue.
How about the scam tracker, Jesse? Tell us about that.
The scam tracker has been newly updated, and it allows consumers to search for scams, easily identify them, either mobile or desktop, and also share their scam report with their friends and family via email and on social media.
So the BBB's teamed up, Denise, now with Amazon. Capital One is also now involved?
Correct. It's a partnership to help us promote the scam tracker. You know, we really came up with that idea when we saw nobody was really tracking the scams. People would call us, but there was no online tool that would allow you to revisit some of those scams and say, hey, this is exactly what I've heard over the phone, or this is what the person said that that called me. And so that's why we've partnered up with Amazon and Capital One to really promote the scam tracker and, you know, and have people use it to not lose any money to these scammers, especially during the holidays.
This is such a busy time of year for scammers. I mean, it's a busy time of year for everybody, Jesse,
right.
But scammers love this time of year to get involved. So what are some of the scams going around, Denise? Can you give us kind of an overview?
Yes, absolutely. So during the holidays, as you said, it opens up for multiple scams. There's scams about online purchases. There's scams about seasonal jobs. Unfortunately, a lot of people fall victims to this because they apply for a job, give their social security number. Sometimes they even end up giving their bank information because they're going to be paid through direct deposit.
Oh, so the scammer would say, can we set up this in advance of your employment? How about where we can have a direct payment for your check?
Correct.
And before you know it, you've given them your social security number, your bank routing number.
Yes, yes. And sometimes they'll even take advantage of the fact, like, they'll make you create an account and answer some of those personal questions. You know, what is your pet's name, or what's the first name of your teacher. And so they'll use that to try to also gain access to other accounts that you've already set up with those same answers.
Let's go back to the scam tracker. Again, this is it's kind of the new improved scam tracker. And by the way, this is available at bbb.org/scam tracker. Jesse, so this is an upgraded search tool that's involved. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, it has been improved to highlight and impact the customer experience. It has enhanced data capabilities for partners to collaborate on fighting scams. So Amazon and Capital One, and also local law enforcement to help crack down on the scams that are circling during the holidays.
Social media is another very fertile ground, Jesse and Denise, for scammers to use that. What are some of the tips we should think about there, Denise?
Again, don't share your personal information. I think one of the things that the Scam Tracker 2.0 is what we're referring to, it has is a sharing capability. So now it's easier for you to share it with your family and friends through an email and say, hey, this is, you know, what happened to me. Be careful. Don't answer these phone calls or click on these text messages, which I think is great. And some of that you can also share on your social media. But as far as tips, you know, don't click on any links that you see. If there's a sale, go to that website instead. So if you see it on Amazon, go to Amazon directly instead of clicking on any links, because scammers usually take pictures or screenshots of items on the original website or the legitimate website, and then post them on social media, and the link takes you somewhere else.
Let's talk about some of the things going on, Jesse, with the BBB. What about your impact? You've got, 70 nonprofit organizations that are benefiting?
Yes. So we've had a goal this year to impact 70 nonprofits or organizations around Southern Arizona, and we are very close to reaching our goal. I believe we're 4 away now.
Yes, 4 away.
And we are so proud of our staff and our community and the impact that we've made so far.
Tell us a little bit more about this impacting nonprofits.
Yeah, so BBB here in Southern Arizona turned 70 this year. And so we thought, you know, a different way to really celebrate 70 years of impacting trust here in the community. And so we said, hey, what if we impact 70 organizations in Southern Arizona? So we've done anything from Youth on Their Own to Habitat for Humanity. We've done, we're going to do a diaper drive. We've been to Ben's Bells. So we've impacted several organizations either through donations or volunteering our time.
Also, you've got the Torch Awards coming up. Could you give us a preview of that?
Yes. So they're scheduled for May 19th. Nominations are now open for our Torch Awards. So if you work for an ethical business, nonprofit or for profit, you want to nominate them. We also have the Spark Award, which is towards millennial-owned companies. And you can visit bbb.org/torch. Tucson Torch and fill out the nomination form. It's about 2 minutes, and nominations close on December 15th.
Okay, and again, for the Scam Tracker, bbb.org/scam tracker. And for more about the Torch Awards, bbb.org/Tucson Torch. Jesse and Denise, good to see both of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse. And I hope both of you have a great Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
All right. We'll take a break right here. More on The Buckmaster Show right after this.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com. This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com. Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show and the Green Thing. Zocalo Village Studios, Silver City and Grant County makes a great getaway, really any time of the year, but now is perfect. In the autumn, it's cool, great weather to go do some hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Check out southwestnewmexico.org for where to stay, and there's some great places to stay and lots of activities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Just about a three-hour drive east of Tucson. The website, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now Dr. Mark Sykes. Dr. Sykes, CEO and director of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute for 50 years. This nonprofit has been engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Dr. Sykes, how are you?
Oh, just great. Good to be back.
What's going on with the impending moon mission, the Artemis Project?
Well, there's been a number of delays.
Yeah, why?
Because of hydrogen leaks, and they seem to have gotten all of that under control, and now it's set to launch again. I think it's next week,
mm-hmm.
and it's an unmanned or uncrewed mission to go around the moon and come back, and with the idea that there'd be a couple more launches. One is the third one being ultimately the landing on the moon in the next few years. Now, I don't believe that everything's been fully developed yet
for that
the lander and stuff. And,
well, they've
and,
been doing training up around Flagstaff.
Yeah. That's a blast from the past.
Right. I mean, same thing happened in the 60s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you know, there was I was pointing out there was an article in the New York Times this morning in which a former NASA associate administrator Lori Garver, former astronaut Jang, and PSI scientist David Grinspoon were interviewed, and it really struck me the lack of enthusiasm for the program, and that was something of a discussion topic among them, and it's very interesting that an astronaut, a NASA administrator, a scientist, a planetary scientist would all kind of have the same not opposition, just a lack of enthusiasm for the program, and I think it's largely because the objectives are not clear beyond just putting on a particular show, perhaps for national prestige. When people try to justify the program, they slip to the easy justification for people to articulate, which is science. But sending humans to the moon to do science is a very expensive proposition. And if science is the real objective, you could save yourself a factor of 100 or more in getting the same science robotically.
Wouldn't this be, isn't the mission ultimately to have a base on the moon for exploration of the solar system?
No. And I say no because even though people talk about it, including NASA officials,
yes,
in terms of what has been committed to has not been to establish a permanently tended, you know, base that's inhabited all the time. Several years ago, NASA Administrator Bridenstine testified before House Science Committee and said that they were committed to landing on the moon once. And so when you're just landing on the moon once, oh, yeah, lots of planning for doing more, lots of planning for possibly setting up a hab, lots of planning for, you know, going and figuring out, you know, they're going to land at the South Pole of the moon because of potential water ice in the shadowed areas there, but we don't know how much there is there, and if the plan is really to establish a long-term facility there, we'd have robotic missions on the surface drilling down to see what the resources are, to see if our crews will be able to take showers or not, or have water to drink, or you know, so. When you look at what's not being done, that tells you what's not committed to. And what's not committed to is any kind of a permanent presence on the surface of the moon.
It's a lot of money to spend on for a one and done.
Yeah, especially when the launch vehicles are a few billion dollars a pop now, you know, mm-hmm. whereas SpaceX has been doing a much better job in terms of having developed far more cheaper launch vehicles.
So a large piece of the Challenger was recently found deep in the ocean. I guess the plan would to bring that piece up.
Yeah, there were some kind of underwater archaeologists looking for some sunken ships.
Oh.
You know, there and they came across this kind of large panel that then they fairly quickly realized that it was NASA. It was a part of the channel or part of Challenger shuttle from 1986, January of 86. So they're going to be recovering that and see what more can be learned about the the shuttle disaster. And it's a sad reminder of the past. I was a graduate student at the time at the University of Arizona, sitting down with Tom Jones, who later became an astronaut, watching the Challenger launch on TV and watching it blow up. And it was a very sad day.
Have many pieces of the Challenger been recovered or found?
I think most of it has been recovered.
I see.
You know, but. Yeah, and there's more out there.
Wanted to ask you about this NASA testing an inflatable heat shield. What do they call this thing? Low Earth orbit flight test of an inflatable decelerator.
Yeah, you know, Bill, this is really cool. And it's really cool because, yeah, like you're saying, you're taking a jumping castle into space.
Yeah, jumping castle. Take it to space, then send it.
Heat shields are solid pieces of mass to protect the spacecraft from heat as it reenters either the Earth or going to another world to go down to the surface, but it has an atmosphere, and they're pretty heavy, and which drives up costs and stuff. But also they're constrained by the size of the fairing. How wide the inside of the rocket is that you're launching it there. So, an inflatable heat shield is pretty cool because now you can inflate it beyond the size of the little container that it had to be launched in, and the vehicle that it's dragging down the ground. So you go to Mars, and Mars is like a couple hundred thousand feet up in the Earth's atmosphere. It's very thin. And so if you have a heat shield that's only as big as the spacecraft,
right,
it doesn't do that great of a job, right? I mean, that's why we have the rockets and all that kind of stuff to slow it down. But now if you could blow something out, up in a good way, and it's like 30 feet wide instead of being 10 feet wide, you're getting a lot more drag. And so it's really going to make reaching the surfaces of places like Mars much easier, and it's just a cool idea, and plus it'll be a lot less massive, which means you save money because cost of a mission always goes as kind of the cube of the mass.
So I guess the test worked it was sent back to Earth and landed in the ocean. It's really a novel technology that resembles a bouncy flying saucer.
Yeah. Well, it hit the Earth's atmosphere at Mach 29 and was able to slow down to less than Mach 1 and then float down to the Pacific Ocean. And so it's a very novel concept, very cool, and I think is going to help reduce costs for future missions to places like Mars, whether it's human or robotic.
Getting back to this moon mission, which has been so delayed, what is the mission of the Artemis project? Is just to do an orbit or what? Is this to land on the moon?
It's ultimately to send a crew down to the surface of the moon and bring them back.
Okay.
And so the first thing is they want to make sure that their rocket works and that it can send the payload of the Orion capsule, to the moon around, and then there's kind of an intermediate station that's going to be in a screwy orbit around the moon. That's the I'm blanking on the name of it right now. Europeans are helping out with that, and that will have to be launched, deployed, and then finally the actual go land on the surface of the moon mission will be done.
Who would think 50 or 60 years hence from when we were the heyday of the moon missions, we'd be talking about something like this? You would think we'd be a lot further along.
Well, and I think that's goes back to the lack of enthusiasm. Back in the 60s, that you and I both remember, I was inspired to go into the business I'm in today because, this was the beginning of the space age. We were all going to be living and working in space. This was opening a door to the future, not just for some special astronauts, but for everybody.
And look at us now.
And that was the excitement. And if somebody back then and said, where do you think we'll be 50 years from now? I would never have guessed where we are.
No, me either. All right. But I'm glad we are still here. Mark Sykes, thank you very much. For more on psi.edu for Planetary Science Institute. Take a look at their website. Become a member. It doesn't cost a lot. And they do a lot of great work here in Tucson. Thanks, Mark. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Bill.
All right. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Dr. Sykes with me in studio and John on the other side of the glass, hope everybody has a great afternoon.